morning. This is a meeting of the Pool and Conduit Commission. Today is January 18, 2018 at 10 a.m. We're at the Michael J. Lombardi Building. With you today are William Dwyer, Superintendent of Street, and Stephen Lankowska, City Electrician, and myself, Nicole Moratti-Pedder, the chairperson. This meeting is audio recorded. So we'll start. We don't have to. Did you guys review the minutes from last month?
I did. The minutes that were sent, yeah.
Are you going to approve those?
Yes.
Okay, so minutes of the December, what was the date?
21st.
21st, 17. Approved. All right. So we'll start.
Yep.
It's a continuation from December 21st and start doing business as.
We have a resident.
Oh, we have a resident?
Yes.
Yes. Which petition are you here on?
The one you just started to hear.
The one from Orchard Street?
Yes, St. James Project.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with that one. Do you want to come up, sir, please?
Yes. My name is Young Kim. I live at 17 Norris Street, Cambridge.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kim. Can you spell your name for us?
Young. K-I-M.
M as in Mary or?
Mary.
Okay.
Right. And I've been involved with a project in North Cambridge area since around 2009. And what I'd like to address is whether the NSTAR or Eversource have done comprehensive study of the power requirement for this project, especially in view with what happened at the Porter Square Hotel and in view of the upcoming 40-unit housing, low-income housing coming up to the next to the Leslie Building. What happened was on the Porter Square Hotel, I'm sure you remember, is that the permit to build a hotel was contingent upon builders providing a public garden at the hotel, and residents agreed to that based on the plan that they have seen. And at the last, after the construction started, NSTAR and the developer said, oops, we did the study on the power infrastructure, and we don't think the power grid can support the hotel. Therefore, we need to have alternate source, and therefore you need to have a new transformer, which took up a vast majority, a big portion of that so-called public garden that neighbors fought so hard for. And it seems it happens time after time that the developers come up with a general studies and applications saying that everything is hunky-dory, everything is good, and nothing can go wrong. But of course, once you start implementing the plan, you get all these oops surprises. So I just want to make sure that the NSTAR or Eversource have done adequate study before you grant the permit to open start working on the infrastructure to make sure that this large unit has enough power and that we do not need little surprises like at the Porter Square or at like H-Mart. If you recall, at the H-Mart, what happened was they actually had to build a substation, and that delayed the opening of that store for about a year, I believe. So I urge you to make sure that NSTAR submit a proper study with a proof that the infrastructure is there. Thank you for listening to my comments.
Thank you. If you can please take a seat in case you have any more questions, that would be great. If you could please state your name for the record.
Jackie Duffy.
Now, is this for the job right here, the Beach
this
Street?
This is for Beach Street, yeah, for the...
But you said St. James, right?
Yeah, that's the Beach Street is the, all for...
yeah, it's the church is all the old St. James Church, okay, and that's the development that's
okay.
going in there.
We're gonna continue this anyhow, so okay. I can find out about...
Sure. But I think part of the explanation might be is when a developer is developing a property, they submit what they call a load letter to the utility, which would be Eversource. And with that load letter, they determine what's needed for this property. Is there a station going in here? Or is this just a transformer?
On here, just a transformer.
Just a transformer.
Yeah.
So that equipment, whatever load letter was given, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie, that whatever load letter from the developer is given to the utility, they base this service on that, which in this case is just a transformer.
Right.
Unlike the hotel, that was a station or they needed a switch, a primary
switch.
Switch
in the back.
Yeah. There'll be no switch on this property, just a transformer.
I just have to have a transformer.
So what I'm begging is that the developer and the utility company does a sufficient study to make sure that load that they're submitting is adequate, and on top of that, they should put some spare in. I am an engineer, and that's all what we always do. You know, we always put growth factor in, and the developers seem to, when they first come for permit, don't do that, you know, so that they can get the permits. You know, they submit bare minimum, and then later they say, oops, we need more.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's done, the other factor is that once you grant the permit, that there should be a sufficient compliance monitoring to make sure that they do update you and that they go through stringent review for any later modifications.
Thank you. And Ms. Duffy, why did you say that we're continuing this regardless?
Because Steve and I had talked earlier, and Bill, and we have to, the work on Orchard Street has not been done yet, so I'm going to go back and check on it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a previous petition going back a year and a half or so ago that called for the manhole on manhole 1200 to be enlarged also, and that work has not been done. So we just want to link it all together so that whole intersection and the temporary overhead that crosses Beach Street can be removed.
So do you want it all done at once?
I would defer to Bill, but
yes.
I would say yes.
So do both at once, okay.
Yeah, we don't want it, you know, one done and then 6 months later having the same issue.
Okay.
So a motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the second petition, also from Enstar Eversource, for Cambridge Park Drive, northerly from manhole cover 2826, approximately 60 feet of southwest of Steel Place, a distance of about 51 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 35 Cambridge Park Drive.
Okay, on this one, Susan had originally...
Sorry, and again for the record.
Yeah, definitely. Susan had originally asked for 3 fives, and it was 4 fives out there, so she... So we're requesting for one five up here on the right hand. I can show you on the sketch. Up here. When they went out in the field, they needed 4 fives. And the first one, they had originally thought it was 3 fives.
When you say 3 fives, you mean the size of the 5-inch conduit?
Right. So that's why we're requesting it now. When they did a field check, they went out and realized that they needed more.
So this is an addition?
Yeah.
So there was three installed previously?
Yeah.
And now they're looking for an additional one?
Additional 1.5.
Has the work been done yet?
No.
Oh, it hasn't?
No.
Okay, all right. So the earlier petition, which would have been expired anyways. this one here should actually be, you should be asking for four fives.
So you want us to change it to four fives?
It should be four fives, yeah, where the other were.
Okay.
The other petition would have expired, well, I think that
was
like a year ago.
I think that was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So change it to four fives?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. You can keep that sketch on that one if you want.
Anything? No.
Continue.
Continue.
Continued or granted?
I would.
You want to just amend this?
I would just amend it, yeah, because it's the same trench. It's a matter of a larger trench going
so
from
just
one
change
to
it to four. Five.
I'm fine. I've just understood what you're asking.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
So motion to approve.
Okay.
Amending this to increase from 1 to 4 5-inch PVC pipes in the same trench, of course. As designed, just a larger amount of conduits.
Okay.
And typical conditions.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Seconded.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Moving on to the third petition, mobility for the following 37-59 Emily Street, attach a wireless backhaul transport equipment to an existing utility pole in the right of way along 37-59 Emily Street with electricity connection. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good morning. My name is Eric Callio, permitting manager of mobility up here in New England.
Eric, how do we spell your last name?
K-A-L-L-I-O. I can provide a business card if you like.
No, thank you. I think I have one.
Okay.
For the record, thank you.
Well, good morning, Pole Conduit Commission. Here to discuss our small cell attachment for our antenna on top of an existing wood utility pole at the 37-59 Emily Street location in Cambridge. The pole is in the right-of-way. We have our Eversource and Verizon licenses to attach to the existing pole, and we would be attaching the one small cell antenna on top of the existing pole. In addition to that, we'd be pulling power to power the antenna from an overhead utility line. And it's pretty much our standard installation with putting our GPS apparatus and AC power distribution panel on the side. The actual antenna will be a side mount, which will go just a little bit above the existing street light there, and that will be at about the 23-foot height on the pole.
And do you have a copy of the abutters letter that was sent out to the abutters?
Copy of the abutters letter.
Wasn't attached to this packet or other packets that I don't believe I have.
I did get the labels. I have a soft copy of it. I don't have it printed, but I could email it to you.
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be within the packet.
Yep.
And secondly, you're also admitting you don't have your dig safe number in here on these petitions.
I didn't write it in, but I could certainly write that in if you need that.
At least so it's on. I don't believe it's ever been submitted. And it should be. I don't believe it's on file, but it should be included in here.
Okay. I can provide that information.
And can you just, I know we have it somewhere, I feel like you guys gave it to us already, but can you tell us this installation of this, on this pole, where's your, in a radius around that, where's your next installation?
We would.
Or do you have any current ones near there? I guess it's my first question, and then.
This is the first one in that neighborhood, actually, because now we're looking to cover the Massachusetts Institute of Technology neighborhood in this area that is encompassing Memorial Drive. So it'll definitely, benefit the campus.
Okay.
along with 2A, which has some commercial businesses.
Yeah, typically the first step would be coming in here and asking for permission, requesting permission to approach the utilities to install the equipment on the pole, rather than going ahead before the hearings to get that permission.
I think to address that question, I have copies of the licenses, if that's...
No, we have the copies.
Okay. But we have discussed the project with Verizon and Eversource, and they did give us the go-ahead to do that as part of them granting the license.
And I think we understand. I think what Mr. Lankowski is saying is that you sort of skipped a step. You first come here because regardless of whether or not they give you the licenses, it doesn't mean that we're going to approve it.
Okay.
So
if I understand correctly, we should come to the commission first.
Yes.
Right.
Then get the license.
Yeah, because if there's issues with that location, it actually saves you a step. Or, I mean, if this location is not approved, then the license isn't valid.
Understood,
yeah.
Right.
And it gives the chance for the abutters in the neighborhood or residents in the area to come for whatever reason, or the location may not be at the best position to have an antenna. So.
Okay. So actually, the person I took this from, and I don't know, I can talk to them a little bit more, because my understanding was just the opposite. We had to have the licenses to come in, but I certainly work with your commission. What I can do going forward on future petitions is come in before we get the licenses, and then if it works, then we'll continue working with them, and if not, then I can advise.
Yeah.
We need to find another location.
Yeah, because part of the issue is we do get after the fact complaints from residents about notifications, and I'd like to see that letter of what you're actually notifying the abutters of, what type of work. So it's just a review process that with this new installation of small cells everywhere, that the word gets out, so there's, so people are aware of what's going on, so we don't get, get it at the other
sure.
end.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Certainly I can also include that, letter going forward on future petitions. I do have for these three sites today a soft copy of that I can provide.
So I'm sorry, when you say soft copy, you have a copy of the letter, but you don't have the sort of certification that they were sent, or?
No, I have a copy of the letter that, I could email to you that shows, the public hearing notification along with the exhibit, the site plan showing, where it is we're looking to attach.
I think I'd like to see that letter prior to.
Yeah, of course.
It was just not that long ago, it was right down the neighborhood. It was either Waverly Street or Pleasant Street. We had major complaints. We had another company had changed the fan out or lowered the decibels in the fan, and all that. They had to do quite a bit of work, and it all came after the fact. So this is why we needed the protocol that Steve's been laying out.
Yeah. And I understand that your installation or your small cell is different from what this other company that Mr. Dwyer is referencing, but the thing is that even though yours doesn't have the same quote-unquote noise issues as this other installation, the fact that it is being installed, people's perceptions and beliefs that these things radiate and cause problems, so all of these are matters that... people are very interested in, especially our residents, so we just have to be very vigilant to make sure that everyone's aware of it.
Oh, absolutely. And, certainly, we want to be transparent about that, and, we're also happy to, discuss any questions they have, whether they come to a hearing or even if that was a sidebar.
Yeah, and I think for me, it would be helpful, and I'm not sure about the rest of the commission, but for me it would be helpful when you guys submit these petitions, or at least when you come to the hearings, if you can be ready to inform us, this is what the lay of the land looks like, let's say in the 300 radius around where I'm installing, this is what we have, or this is what we don't have, and we're intending to do, or this is what we have right now, and this is where we want to do it. Because for me, one of the major issues with these petitions, with the small cells and everything, is every company services someone different. Mm-hmm. Some companies only service one provider. Other companies can lend out their stuff to multiple different people. And I think we're still looking into it, and we haven't come up with it, but we are going to bring up some type of policy on how we're going to be approving these. And so I think it's very important for us to understand where you guys are and how you're doing it and what your perception is and the need also, because quite frankly, we've been hearing this for over a year or more now from different companies, and I don't foresee us approving at every poll an installation. I just don't think it's necessary, regardless of what people tell us, and even though, yes, it's faster internet or faster calls mm-hmm. or whatever, I just don't think we'll find a public need for it. I don't think. I mean, that very well could change, but I think that's why we need all that information when we do have these hearings.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I can provide, you know, and certainly, I mean, I can provide those, you know, coverage maps to show, you know, where we're at and where we're looking to go. I could also provide a radio frequency map that shows, you know, how will the coverage change, or how will it be improved for that matter in that neighborhood, so it's clear as to, okay, here's what we got now, but here's how the small cell is going to improve that. And you know, yeah. I could certainly provide that.
I mean, I think that'll be helpful not only presenting in front of us, but I think as time goes by, more and more people are going to be interested by this. More and more residents are going to be speaking out on this. And I think it would be helpful for your presentation to them and to us on the issue, because, you know, if you guys want us to sort of decide something, we need as much information as possible to do it.
Okay. No, I can certainly provide that, and, you know, that's something that, you know, I can work with my engineers to pull together.
Okay. So I'd move that we continue the three petitions that you bring forward today. Number one, I would like to see the abutters' letters, the description mm-hmm. of what you're notifying the public of, and of course the dig safe number. We may have it on file, but it should be included within the packet. And it also, it looks like you also are now starting to use a side mount antenna on at least this first petition. And if we could see
this one, yes,
yeah. I don't know that it showed the physical size. I mean, it shows a. It does show a drawing of, but if you could just send a cut sheet of that, because they tend to be quite large, and the utility, doesn't have any issue with hanging this antenna. It looks a lot longer than others.
They have reviewed it, and they are good to go. We work with this utility in other jurisdictions with this antenna, and they've approved it.
Okay. If you could just forward one, the cut sheet of that antenna to me, I'd just be interested in, I can forward it to Bill and Nicole.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion to continue.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Which would be February?
Be the third Thursday in February.
Yeah, I don't know.
School vacation week, probably. Usually school vacation week.
Yeah.
Did you have
sight
mount antennas on the other two, or no?
No, those are
top mounted. Okay.
So it was just this one on Emily Street, the Garden Street and Chauncey Street's top mounted, and Sumner Road and Kirkland Street is top mounted.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be the February 15th hearing.
10 a.m.